Construction, Inc., south of Cedar Street, east of Road 39B, being Lot 4 within Prime Hook Beach, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
You'll be notified.
I can't take anything else down. That's fine, I got the address. I don't doubt it, but he didn't.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, sir. State your full name and address.
Terrence Batty, 30303 South Mill Run, Milton, Delaware, 10968.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge, sir?
I do.
All right, fine.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Terrence Batty with Coulter Construction. I'm representing my clients, Mr. and Mrs. Mayday, down in Prime Hook Beach. And I just preface by saying I know you're all aware of the awareness and many of the lots in the Prime Hook Beach area. And although this is our first request for a variance in the Prime Hook Beach area, we requested and actually obtained similar variances in the Brentwood Beach area with similar circumstances. The property we're presenting tonight is just very similar in character and size to these projects. The property has unique physical circumstances in that it's exceptionally narrow, being only 50 feet in width. When you consider the requirements from DENREC for a new replacement septic system, which would be approximately 34 feet in width, 24 feet in depth, about 29 feet in depth, that would include 8 feet for the tanks, for the mound system, the resulting building envelope on this property, if developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance, would only allow near 25 feet in width. We believe that strict adherence to the current zoning requirements for building setbacks would result in peculiar and exceptional practical difficulties to the owners in trying to design and build a reasonable home on this property. We believe the difficulties presented are due to the narrowness of this particular property, coupled with the DENREC requirements, as with others in this neighborhood, and are not created by the zoning ordinance. The physical circumstances and conditions described do not permit reasonable development of the property in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning ordinance. Therefore, we feel an authorization of a variance is necessary in this case to enable the owner's reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty described is not created by the applicant, and this variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district, will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, and will be detrimental to the public welfare. Variance, if granted, will afford the minimum variance that will afford relief and enable the owner's reasonable building envelope in which to build a new home. The proposed home footprint submitted would be 39 by 76, which included a 9-foot wide vestibule on the Cedar Street side. Since we applied for this variance, the home has been modified or reduced in width, actually, to 37.4 to 73, and somewhat in depth, which includes a 7-foot-4 wide exterior stair on the Cedar side. So the vestibule has been omitted. They thought it was a little too close to the street for their own comfort. And so that was omitted, and we basically have a 3-foot entry there now instead. And that would be it.
But this home is larger than the one that's on there right now at the present.
Pardon me?
This home is a lot larger, though, than the one that's on there.
The home is going to be smaller.
Smaller?
Smaller, right. I have actually a new drawing of that if you'd like to see it.
Okay.
I have 7 copies here if you want me to hand them out.
But please.
Okay.
This is just the ground floor.
What kind of septic systems is it, are they, that DENREC is requiring? Is something different about them?
Well, no, this is going to be a mound system as designed by Citadel Engineering, Judy Reed. Citadel designed this for us. The main thing, of course, you deal with beach preservation, but also with these homes along the bay. And, you know, their objective is to stay as far away from the bay with those new systems as possible. This is actually going to be looked at as a replacement system, and therefore we are getting the typical setbacks waived in the front in order to move that unit as far forward and away from the bay as possible.
I mean, the system itself is not something new or novel. It's a typical mound system.
Right, exactly. That's yes. And no, it's not a drip system or a peat system or something of that nature.
You're in a flood zone here, right? And you raised up? right? Your flood zone?
AO flood zone.
Right, you're in piles.
Piles. This will probably be on a grade beam because with AO flood zone, it only requires AO,
okay.
1 foot above the highest adjacent grade.
Correct. I see your reasoning behind the entry there, and it's going to go on the other way. I understand.
We were originally thinking of a front entry, but obviously it wouldn't work, and Denmark wants to see their septic system as far away from the shelter as water as possible, so. And of course, the Denmark building line. Cedar Street, by the way, is a per se paper street.
Paper
that,
street?
No, it's not. It's not built. It's just sand.
It's still there.
Yeah, right.
As far as we're concerned, it's still there.
Exactly.
So that's a 15-foot side yard setback.
Right, and 10 on the right.
That's what hurts you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The drawing shows HVAC units.
If I'm not mistaken, I don't believe they impede on the setback. The HVAC units do not impede on the building setback.
You heard earlier they're allowed to encroach 3 feet.
I'm sorry?
You heard earlier they're allowed to encroach 3 feet.
Right. Well, as I say, too, in making the house a little narrower and removing that vestibule, we're going to be able to move it away from the adjacent property line somewhat.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we can accommodate. Worst case, we'd have to move it to the front.
Mr. Chairman, we have a on the Cedar Paper Street there. If you look on the other side on your map, your parcel is on the other side. Let's see, parcel number 75 or lot 3. They've had a front inside yard setback variance in that area. The closest other one from our records, right, is 109. Let's see, that would be lot number 49. That's the closest one within that area where he's asking for a variance.
Okay.
You say Cedar's not paved.
No,
you call it a paper street. It's just
sand.
Raw land.
It's on the record. Just on the.
Does that increase the setbacks on this property because it's a corner?
No. Well, yeah, it's 15 feet. That's it.
Okay. If the interior lots only have 10 feet?
But correct.
This has 15 because it's a
that's
corner?
That's 15.
Mm-hmm. On this paper street, do they actually take vehicles on through there? Or is it
I don't believe so. It's more of a walking path.
Yeah,
they're using it for access to the bay.
Mr. Hudson, if you ever went up there, it's pretty,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot of sand and different things in there, and you can't tell whether it's a street or walking.
Right, exactly. Well, it's like that in Barkill as well. We have the same situation.
Yeah.
And of course, there was, I don't know if you noticed on this old plan, of course, an old cesspool that is there now that will be removing.
Okay. Okay, any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McKee?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Miller?
Nope.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Ooh, keep your hands up, please. 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Are you involved in the, have you all signed this?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Make it short. We'll make it short for our chairman. There's 38 in our position.
Includes this.
Right. Okay. All right, now we have, do you have something you'd like to say?
Well,
have a spokesman.
Have a spokesman for the group, I guess what I'm asking.
Sir?
Are you the spokesman for the group or?
Well, I'm going to speak partially. Mrs. Baden is going to speak, and Mr. and Mrs. Carney are the next-door neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some photographs if you'd like to see them.
All right. Well, those that wish to speak, please come forward. There's four,
okay.
So you can be sworn in all at one time.
Anybody else wants to
And all I ask that we're not be redundant, you know, that we hear the same thing over and over,
well,
if you could, please.
I'd like to mean, if they want to come up, that's their...
Yeah, I'm not saying that they can. I didn't say that.
You guys want to come up and speak?
Do you have a spokesman for the group? Is he a spokesman?
Yeah.
Okay, he's a spokesman. Let's go. One, two, three, four. All right, put your hands there. Let's do it. And you, sir? State your full name and address, ma'am.
Judy Baines, 29088 Cedar Street, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
What is your name?
Elaine Carney, 8 Ashley Place, Wilmington, Delaware, 19804.
Edward Carney Jr., 8 Ashley Place, Wilmington, 19804.
Charles Peters, 29142 Green Street, Prime Hook Beach. We're all in Prime Hook.
We're all Prime Hook. Okay. You stated your name. We need your name.
It's more up here, Paul. I'm on the floor also.
Okay. Get your hand in there. I'll ask your name, and you too, sir, and then swear away in at once. You too?
My name?
Yes.
My name is Thomas Davidson. I live at 9343 Shore Drive, Prime Hook Beach, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
Ken Adams, 9825 Shore Drive, Prime Hook Beach, Milford, Delaware.
Okay, now try and get your hands in there, and I'll swear you in at once. Let's do it. There you go. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Okay. You can sit on the front porch there, and somebody speak first.
Hey, you have pictures for me, sir?
Yeah.
Give me pictures.
I can go with this.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Edward Carney. Our family has had this property at 9749 Shore Drive, or Flint Street as it was called a couple years ago, for over 47 years. That property is to the immediate south and contiguous with the applicant's property. We oppose, with respect and without reservation, the variance requested. As an immediate neighbor, if the variance is granted, we would suffer not only the loss of our quality of life, but economically well. All due to the overbuilding on this lot, we support and encourage anyone to maximize the return of their investment, but not at the expense of their neighbors, their neighborhood, or certainly not at our expense. This moment gives me the opportunity to express my disappointment with the path leading to this meeting tonight. The applicant property owner never extended the courtesy of coming to us to discuss the planned development. He felt comfortable enough to ask us to keep an eye on his property while it was rented. He asked us to call him if there was a problem with the renters. His lack of concern and disinterest in the negative impact his proposed expansion would force on us is hurtful. Sussex County has let us down by not protecting the process that protects us all. First, the notification of the applicant's intention came as an invitation to attend this meeting tonight. It gave very little information. I called the phone number indicated. After giving the necessary information to retrieve the application, I began to ask questions about the variance. I was told, don't worry, the only changes will be west and north. Now, no signs were posted, and the information was wrong. Then to add insult to the process, I asked for anything that had been filed and ready to be forwarded to us. We received three sheets of paper, a copy of the property, the old property that's there now, a copy of the meeting notice, and a layout of the whole community in that area. We began telling the neighbors not to worry if anything of importance was about to happen. It was then that our neighbor went to Georgetown and got a copy of the variance request and were informed about the intentions of the applicant. It is disappointing to know that the system in place to protect the basic right of the property owners has been so poorly implemented. Had it not been for the persistence of the neighbor, we would not be here now to voice our opposition.
Mr. Rickard, a sign wasn't posted?
Yes, sir, it was. It was posted, let's see here, I'll get an affidavit.
Okay. It wasn't advertised?
Yes, sir, it was. In two papers, I have affidavits of that.
Letters weren't sent out to the neighbors?
Yes, they were.
Thank you.
No
It was posted on by Tina Abbott on August the 2nd. It was advertised on the Board of Adjustment 99 on September 10th. I mean, it was advertised as being here on September 10th at 7 p.m. We have an affidavit to that, and the papers that was in were for the record, since he's asking. Sussex Cantonian, that was, we received a receipt from them August the 9th that they are putting a receipt to $28 that we put in there and where they were advertised in, the Board of Adjustment cases. Also on the Cape, an affidavit, Cape Gazette, a copy even of the notice of the hearing, and also that was September 5th that they gave us a receipt for the county's money to place it in those two papers.
Thank you, Mr. Rickard.
Okay, so then, Mr. O'Malley's reason for the requested variance is extreme narrowness of the lot. He was aware of this lot and its size when he purchased it and could have designed a house to fit the existing requirements. His lot is not unique. All four lots in Block B and the five lots shown in the plot plan are also 50 feet wide. So are other lots in the Prime Hook Beach. These lots have been developed with various sizes and styles of home that keep the character of the neighborhood. We have photos over there for that. We oppose the requested variances as we object to any house being built closer to ours and to our property line. We also object to the house being built closer to the bay. If the plans are accurate, the proposed home would project another 26 feet farther towards the bay than the existing one. Existing homes are all about the same distance from the bay. This one would be stuck way out and alter the whole community effect. There's photos over there for that too. That would block everything on the north side of our house for the 26 feet, including light, air, and great view. All these things are considered a very great pleasure. That's a Prime Hook. Our house was built in the 40s and has been in our family since the 60s. We want to continue to enjoy the wonderful view of Delaware Bay, the cool northern breezes, and would really suffer from no light from that side of the cottage. Additionally, anything closer would lessen our privacy and would greatly reduce the value of the property. We object to the granting of the requested variance and to the present house plan for which these reasons. We want the right to enjoy our home and the beachfront property for many years with our children and our grandchildren. And thank you very much.
Good evening. My name is Charles Peters. My wife and I own the property at 29142 Green Street in Prime Hook Beach. Perhaps you would know our property better as Joseph D. Short, First Edition, Lot 54, Block HS, Green Street with improvements. I'm also speaking for a large number of our neighbors who are here tonight and also a large number who could not attend because of prior commitments. There's a great sense of community in our neighborhood. First, before I go any further, let me say that all of us at Prime Hook Shorts Beach support the Carneys in their effort to stop anyone from encroaching on their property line and overshadowing their cottage. Carneys live on the south side of the applicant's property on Shore Drive. Carneys have been in their cottage for over 50 years, and we hope they'll be there for another 50. The property match attached to the application shows Front Street and 39B, which is really now Shore Drive. Carneys will speak for themselves, but I feel it important to let you know that we would object to this application if it were located on our property sideline. Our primary concern for presenting testimony tonight is the applicant's intended encroachment on the Cedar Street beach access. If the applicant's request as a driveway to his proposed property will set a dangerous precedent, allowing this marriage to start a domino effect that may not be stopped if you allow it to be put in motion. Cedar Street on the bay side, along with every crossover street on Prime Hook and Shorts Beach, was reserved as a community access to the beach. The residents of each street are responsible for maintaining their access. No one individual has control over these access points to the beach. Attached to this application for variance is a page called Standards for Granting of Variances. The introduction states, in order for the Board of Adjustment to grant a variance, the Board must find that the applicant has proven the following. There are five standards listed that the applicant must prove before the Board can grant this variance. We feel the application fails to prove none of the five standards, and the variance should be denied for the following reasons. I will speak to the first two standards on the list of five standards that the Board requires to be proven. Cedar Street resident Judy Baines will speak to the last three. Standard number one is uniqueness. The applicant is requesting a variance that would allow a 10.2-foot variance from the 15-foot setback on the access road. And I hear tonight that that may be changed, and we didn't know about that either. 15-foot set, 10.2-foot variance from the 15-foot setback on the access road, and a 5.2-foot variance from the 10-foot setback on the side yard, totaling a request of 15.4 feet. The applicant says this variance is necessary because of the extreme narrowness of the lot and the required area for the septic system. The lot in question is 50 by 150 and is a standard sized lot in Prime Hook and Shorts Beach. Numerous houses have been built in recent years on 50-foot lots, and they all have stayed within the guidelines established in the codes. Take a look at the photos that are provided to the board. And if you look at the photos, the five pages of photos, you'll see how they were built on 60-foot lots and 50-foot lots, some on the crossovers, and they all stayed within the setbacks. Their septics were out front, their driveways were out front. No one's had a variance. Some of the lots are 60 feet and some are 50 feet, but they all stayed within the guidelines. Some are also on the access roads and some are only side yard setbacks. Most are three bedrooms with two or three beds. The driveway and septic are on the street side of each address of each home. This lot is standard and the owner should have known this at the time of purchase. There is no unique circumstances or conditions associated with this site. There is no unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty involved in this site. It is standard for the neighborhood. Standard number two is cannot otherwise be developed. This is a standard sized lot in Prime Hook and Shorts Beach. Other property owners have developed similar lots. The property can reasonably be developed within the existing guidelines. Refer to the photo presented. No exception or variance is needed for construction of these homes. This requested variance is not necessary to develop this site in a reasonable way. For these reasons and for those to come, we ask that the board deny the applicant's request for variance or any reduced request that may come at another time. Variance is not necessary for this lot. It's not necessary. This lot is standard. Mr. Bain.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ma'am?
Anybody have any questions for me? I'm sorry.
Thank you, sir.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
My name is Judy Baines, and I live at 29088 Cedar Street in Prime Hook, Shorts Beach. Our home is three lots west of the applicant's property. And as a point of information for the board, three of the closest properties, lots 3, 32, and 33, are owned by the same individual, Miss Billy Lynn Thompson. The Fochelle family owns the property diagonal across from the applicant, and they have signed our petition also. Just about everyone else in our 200-foot circle has signed the petition in opposition to the variance. Neighbors have said on occasion that people who live in the house next to the access road have given the children a hard time crossing the access road to go to the beach, as access to the beach. Parents of those children have had to remind those individuals that the access points are community access points, and they should not try to keep the kids from using these roads to access the beach. Allowing the applicant to build so close to the access road and to use it as a driveway would surely increase friction in the neighborhood, as well as extreme safety problems for children using the access road back and forth to the beach. Standard number three is not created by the applicant. I'm not sure what this standard refers to, but if the board wants to know if the applicant is responsible for the difficulties being addressed tonight, the answer is yes. As far as we can see, the lots and the setbacks are all standard, and there is nothing unusual about the site that requires a change in the property setbacks to allow overdevelopment on this site. Standard four is will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. This is the heart of the matter as far as the neighbors are concerned and why we are here to oppose this unnecessary variance, as well as supporting the Carneys in their efforts to protect their way of life here at Prime Hook. We feel granting variance will alter our neighborhood in a negative way that cannot be reversed if allowed. The board should understand the importance of the beach access roads to the good and welfare of our neighbors. We all moved to Prime Hook Shorts Beach for the bay views and its access to swimming and fishing, as well as just leisurely laying on the beach. Any construction encroaching on our access road would be detrimental to our way of life. Any change in use of the access road, such as that proposed by the applicant and the driveway on the access road, will alter our way of accessing the beach or enjoying the full benefits of our own property. Using the access road as a driveway will only cause friction between the beachgoers and the residents of the applicant's house, who can't regulate their coming and going with those of us who may want to cross over to the beach. The value of my property and the value of all of my neighbors' properties are partly based on the unrestricted access to the beach. The beach access as it exists today is a way of life, and we ask that you not allow it to be changed by this variance. This access road is used daily by us and everyone in that area, immediate area. Standard number five is minimum variance. This variance is not in any way the minimum. It is the maximum and is not necessary for the development of this property. A variance to develop this property is not necessary, as we have shown time and time again. The board should not be fooled by the weak reasons given in a request for the variance. Our way of life is at stake here, and we ask that you do not grant this variance. My children, my grandchildren, and everyone else's family and children are in line to enjoy this wonderful beach that we have at Prime Hook. Please help us to preserve this for our future. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Any questions?
Ken Adams, 9825 Shore Drive, Prime Hope Beach. We built the house 2 years ago. Talked to Sussex County under their advice, and we were told the limits that we could build the house on. We had a 60-foot lot, and we maintained a 10-foot or 12-foot opening on each side of the house. We set back 40 feet from the road, as we were told, with a septic system in the back, and we had to hold back from the beach at a certain line. There was two other houses built to the right of us looking at the bay, and they did the same thing. One of us asked for variances, and we're all very happy, and we don't think our property values have been hurt by that.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Thomas Davidson, and I live at 9343 Shore Drive in Prime Hook Beach, and I had a house built in 1998 on a 50 by 150-foot lot, abided by all setbacks, front, side, and rear. I also have a septic system, naturally, but it is a high-pressure dosing system instead of an iron system. And we abided by every setback, did not apply for any variances, and we have a three-bedroom home there, plenty of room. But my main concern is the people that do not want the people using the so-called paper streets as walkways to the beach. It's a growing problem at Prime Hook, both at Shorts Beach and Prime Hook Beach, with these people that are buying properties on the streets, or the paper streets, not wanting people crossing through there, hollering at the kids, and this and that and that. And I think that they should abide by the setbacks. So that's what Mr. Short put those there for. If he didn't want people to use them as access to the beach, I'm sure he would have bundled them all up and sold them as additional lots. And I don't want to see that destroyed, really. I would like to see that kept as a... And they're all open. They're not overgrown past full weeds and everything else. They're all streets. And they've been that way for, my family and my wife and I have lived at Prime Hook for 50 years. And they've always been that way. And if you start taking that away, it's just going to take away future generations' access to the beach, I think. And I would like to see this. If they cannot, they knew what they bought when they bought the 50 by 150 foot lot. They cannot conform like everybody else. That's all I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Pardon me?
Yes, ma'am.
Just a couple more things with all due respect. As far as a sign being posted on the beach, there has never been a sign posted. We access that beach every day from Cedar Street, every single day, more than once a day, and there has never been a sign posted there. As far as the access road and what they do in Broadkill, that's the reason most of us bought in Prime Hook Beach, is because of the seclusion. The house is not piled on top of each other. The access roads that were promised to us when we bought our properties, and we're not willing to give that up, and we hope you take that into consideration.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to table case number 9926. I get a chance to look at that again.
Sorry. No. Is there a next regular meeting?
Yes.
I have a motion by Mr. Wharton and a second by Mr. Hudson that we will table case number 9926 until our next regular meeting, which will be on September the 24th, 07, 2 weeks.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
What? How would you do that?
Do we all have to come back here again? Does this give the builder a chance to modify his plans, or why will we all come back here again in 2 weeks?
Sir, you don't have to.
You don't have to come back.
Oh, we don't have to.
The hearing is closed. The builder won't be able to modify. He won't be able to give any testimony, nor will any of you. It's to give the board, there's a couple of members, you know, to go down and that hasn't seen it, or would like to go see it again and to digest what all that came in.
Okay.
But the case is closed, or the hearing's closed.
Okay.
For any additional time.
Right, so I don't have to bother coming back in 2 weeks?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, sir.
Do you want to submit a copy of what our testimony was today?
Counselor, can they do it now?
If you guys want it, I don't.
You want it?
It's in the record.
It's in the record.
Okay.
You all